Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Tuesday, September 14th. First, the weather. Look for partly sunny skies and a high around 86. But bring an umbrella, the rain chance is 70%. Let's get things started in the Florida Keys. Rob Dixon was dockside when he learned that he and others had a shot at restoring a piece of maritime history. The Alligator Reef Lighthouse was first lit in 1873 and sits 4 miles off Isla Mirada in the Upper Keys. Dixon is a longtime charter boat captain in Isla Mirada. When he checked his email, he found a message from the U.S. Department of the Interior. It said the federal government was handing over ownership of the lighthouse to the nonprofit he helps run. The lighthouse project is estimated to cost about $9 million and take at least 5 years. The goal is to restore the lighthouse to its original condition and making it safe for people to tour it. The fundraising effort has already started. For more news from the Florida Keys, go to flkeysnews.com. In food news, Joe's Pizza is coming to Miami. The New York family-owned pizza chain opened its first spot in Greenwich Village in 1975. Now it plans to open a restaurant in Wynwood next spring. It's easy to see why New Yorkers love Joe's. It makes the original thin-crust New York pizza, with massive slices that fold easily. And Joe's keeps the topping simple. Will the Miami version live up to New York's? To run the new restaurant, Joe's has hired one of its longest-running pizza chefs who has worked at the original location since 1990. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In tech news, Microsoft is landing in Miami. After a months-long search, the tech giant said it would open a Latin America office at 830 Brickell, the city's newest Class A office space. The announcement did not say how many Microsoft employees would be stationed at the building that is set to open next year. In transportation news, the dream of flying taxis lifting Miamians above traffic gridlock is now closer to reality. The FAA just gave an initial approval to allow California-based Archer Aviation to deploy its 5-passenger half-helicopter half-airplane vehicles in the skies. The FAA approval is one step in a series for Archer to reach its goal of launching service in Miami and Los Angeles in 2024. The announcement comes shortly after the news that Archer had agreed to a deal with Miami-based Reef to tap a network of parking garage roofs as takeoff and landing sites for the flying vehicles. And finally, Chris Bosh's NBA career ended abruptly in 2016 before he expected it to. But one of the best players in Miami Heat history just ended up where many expected he would. The Hall of Fame. Bosh is an 11-time All-Star whose playing career was cut short after 13 seasons because of a series of medical issues related to blood clots. He was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame over the weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts as part of the 2021 class. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.